Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, everybody. As always, I'm your host, Casey. This week, we're going to be talking about the one and only legendary Rock. And no, not Dwayne the Rock Johnson. It's actually a legendary bird that comes from like the Middle East, and there's several other places too that the legend is thought to like have derived from. So we'll dive right on in. When many people think of a giant mythical bird, the first thought that comes to their mind is usually the highly colorful and powerful phoenix, which I'll probably cover in an episode in the future, or its relative to Thunderbird, which is another creature that we'll discuss in the future more than likely. Well, what if you learned that there is a legend of a bird so large and ominous that the mere presence of it could cast shade on the land below because it was so large, and its flapping wings could create gusts of wind so strong that they're comparable to a cyclone? According to ancient mythology, the Rock is the largest bird to have ever existed. So what is the Rock? The Rock, and it's spelled R-O-C, but it's also seen spelled as like R-U-K-H or R-O-K-H or R-U-C. The Rock is a huge mythical bird best known for its ability to pick up and feed on baby elephants. Legend has it that this monstrous creature would also pick up and feed on humans as well. It would often rip its prey apart and take it back to its nest to feed its young. Although the Rock is well known for its tendency to cause terror, many believe that it acted as like a protector to a vast like secret valley that was supposed to be filled with treasure. So the origin of the Rock it comes from like several different areas. The legend of the Rock, the name having derived from the Spanish words like rocho and rook, R-U-C if I pronounce those correctly, has been present in mythology of a variety of different cultures, but has been rumored to have originated in Asia around 39 AD, specifically in and around India. Historians believe that its origin to be in this general area due to the discovery of an ancient Indian Sanskrit epics. That they referenced what was said to be a giant bird in those Sanskrits, large enough to pick up elephants, which kind of fits this creature to a T. According to the art historian Rudolf Witkower, the idea of the Rock had its origins in the story of the fight between the Indian solar bird Garuda, which we may cover in the future, I'm not sure, and the serpent Naga. The tale of Garuda carrying off an elephant that was battling a crocodile appears in two of the Sanskrit epics. An elephant that was battling a crocodile, like I said previously, that it appears in two of the Sanskrit epics, which kind of lean like historians to believe that's where the origin came from, was like in India around that time. The Mahabharata and the Ramayana, and those are the two Sanskrit epics that it appears in. It was believed that believed by Arab historians that the bird pronounced R-U-K-H, rook, in Arab and Persian languages, never came to the ground and lived atop the a mythical mountain that was known as Quaf or Kaf. It's Q-A-F. Other tales suggest that the Rock lived on a secluded island in the Indian Ocean. Many of the tales spoke of a massive island in the Indian Ocean off of Africa's western coast, leading to believe Madagascar was the home of the Rock. There's also been some talks about like Ethiopian. The R-U-K-H spelling is also identified in the Ethiopian holy book of the Kebra Nagast. It's K-E-B-R-A-N-E-G-A-S-T as the agent responsible for delivering the blessed piece of wood to King Solomon, which enabled the great king to complete his temple. The piece of wood also is said to have transformed the Queen of Sheba's foot from that of a goat to that of a human. The piece of wood that the rook or rock brought was therefore given an honored place in the temple and decorated with silver rings. According to tradition, these silver rings were given to Judas as payment for betraying Jesus. The piece of wood would later then become Jesus' cross. So we'll go into the descriptions of what the rock is supposed to look like or is said to look like after this break. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. The Rock is described as in many of these tales as being a very similar bird to like an eagle in overall appearance, except much larger and stronger. The Rock is classified in the species avian, just like birds, and has a shocking, or is said to have a shocking 48-foot wingspan. The weight of this giant bird has never been stated, but many historians believe it to have significantly heavier than its prey, which would only make sense. You know, if it's said to swoop down and pick up elephants, you would imagine that it had to be larger than the elephant itself in order to pick it up. And its prey, you know, as we said before, is elephants and largely land mammals, like rhinos and stuff like that are also commonly mentioned. The roc is usually described as having coloring similar to that of an eagle as well, primarily like brown with hints of color, and a long, thin, and forked tongue, much like that of a snake, which kind of that makes it different than, you know, common birds that you'd see aside from its size. It is said to have very sharp and pointy teeth as well, spanning across the lining of its humongous beak. Now, there are similar creatures, as I mentioned, you know, kind of in the beginning of this, like the thunderbird and the phoenix, that are kind of similar, but the roc has often been compared to a bald eagle in terms of the appearance and temperament, but is significantly larger with a much greater wingspan. Other, you know, as we mentioned, other creatures similar to the roc include birds such as the garuda, the phoenix, and the thunderbird. Famous myths and tales, that's actually pretty interesting. The mysterious and mythical roc has been the subject of numerous stories of both Eastern and Western descent over the years. One famous myth centers on the famous explorer Marco Polo, in fact. Marco Polo is actually credited as being the first Westerner to sight the giant mythical bird. It is said that during his travels to China in the 13th century, Marco Polo witnessed in the air what he described to be a bird of impossible size that swooped down to land, picking up exceptionally large mammals and animals in its path. Legend has it that Marco described the supposed roc as being very similar to an eagle, but of much greater size and strength. He is rumored to have stated that the bird would seize an elephant in its talons and carry it high into the air and drop it so that it would be smashed to pieces. The bird would then swoop down and eat the elephant slowly and at its own leisure. Another notable myth centered on Sinbad the sailor and comes from the novel 1001 Arabian Nights. It is rumored that while on one of the famous voyages, the sailor and his crew accidentally wrecked their ship, and a giant bird, thought to be the roc, carried Sinbad to safety, placing him down in what appeared to be the bird's nest, resting on top of a mountain. While in the nest, Sinbad may have possibly stopped to eat a roc egg. Unfortunately, this caused the parents of the creature to become angry and destroy the crew's ship by dropping giant boulders onto it from many feet up in the air. The story is told throughout history in many different variations and in like different mythological literature. The story that is most commonly referred to in discussions of the history of the roc originated in India with the story of a large bird that carried off an elephant that was battling a crocodile, as we previously mentioned. This story became very well known throughout history, as well as the theory that this giant bird made its residence on top of a giant mythical mountain, potentially in Madagascar. So, you know, much like a lot of different cryptids and legends and things like that, like scientists and historians try to put pieces together to determine whether things were based in truth or not, and just maybe gotten twisted and contorted throughout the years. The true existence of the roc cannot be proven, obviously, beyond the, you know, the fantastic tales of Marco Polo and other Arab and Persian storytellers. Although the roc is referred, it's referenced in various cultures throughout several hundreds of years of human history, scientists in the 19th century began to offer rationalizations to explain the legend of the roc. Among the more popular explanations was that the roc was simply an eagle or a hawk exaggerated in tales over time. There's evidence and stories of eagles large enough and powerful enough to carry off newborn lambs, a tale which could easily give rise through storytelling to a massive bird capable of carrying off rhinos or elephants. To many like travelers from Europe and the Indian subcontinent, the ostrich was even used as an explanation because they would look at it, and while those living on like the African continent are not familiar with a large flightless bird, European and Indian travelers were not so familiar with the ostrich. The ostrich was thought by some to be a young chick belonging to a much larger bird species, rather than that it being a flightless species of bird of its own. So people from Europe and that had never seen ostriches thought it was a baby, and they thought it was a baby roc, the ostrich is just the infant form of some giant bird species. Another common explanation is a combination of the two listed above. That I previously stated, I wrote listed above in my notes here, but I guess it doesn't make sense for you. The now extinct elephant bird of Madagascar was an extremely large and flightless bird similar to today's ostrich that could have been misinterpreted by travelers as the mythical rock. Marco Polo almost certainly would have encountered this creature during his travels, as the elephant bird was not extinct until the 16th century. That's all we have in regards to the rock. In this week's episode, be sure to check out all the Cryptic merch. If you're in need of some merch to support the show, you can find that at crypticmerch.com. And I know, as I stated in previous episodes, I'm currently working on getting some new designs out there, so that way it's more than just like the name of the show on the merch, but maybe get some graphics going on as well. For new listeners, you can follow the Cryptic Corner on Facebook to find bonus content, like videos I think there's only one up there right now, but there are some videos that I'll upload that correspond with certain episodes. But I will say that for every episode, there's a photo album that's affiliated, so that way there's some photo references, and it has the episode number as well as the title of the episode. And so this is episode 24, I believe, and you should be able to find that on the Facebook as you're listening to this now. If you have any interest in being like a guest or to be featured in a bonus episode on the show, or if you just want to reach out with a personal experience like that you've had with cryptids, lore, or anything strange, you can always contact me through email or send me a message on the Cryptic Corner Facebook. To reach me by email, that would be caseycryptic@gmail.com. That's all we have today. As always, I've been your host, Casey. Stay creepy.